Hello and good evening, everybody. Is everybody welcome? Is everybody ready for some bluegrass? Come on, let's hear it. Yeah. Well, welcome to the Susquehanna Valley Event Center, where tonight we'll have three major bands, Owl and Crow, Serene Green, and of course the Del McCoury Band will be here. You know that, yeah. If you don't know, I am the host of the Derek the Dude Bluegrass Show on WQSU. All right. Well, maybe some fans.
Tell them about it.
Yes, yes. All right. As you can see, they're already smoking. Look at this. All right. I knew that was coming. All right, this band, our first band on stage. They honor the tradition of bluegrass. They've been a band since 2017, right here in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So let's get this party going. Let's give a big welcome to the stage, Serene Green.
Blown in my window, cold wind. Let the cold winds blow and the hard times roll. And ain't gonna worry no more.
Well, summer's gone, winter time's coming, and the cold winter winds are gonna blow. You should come on home, I wouldn't be alone. I wouldn't have to worry anymore. Who's that knocking on my door? Hard times.
Hard times.
What's that blowing in my window? Cold wind.
Cold wind.
Let the cold winds blow and the hard times roll. And ain't gonna worry no more.
It's called Cold Wind, and we kick things off the old Stony Lonesome. I'll tell you what, it's a real pleasure to be here, and we're happy to see you all out there. I need you all to send us your warmest vibes up on stage here so we can keep our fingers moving for you. We'll figure it out, though. How about this? Would you like to hear Shane do a little yodeling on this next number? Oh, he can hit those high notes, yeah. Well, we're going to do a yodel number for you then. This one's called The Brakeman's Blues.
Hold on.
That ain't a yodel. Thank you so much. That's the Brakeman's Blues. Ooh. A little ringing up here on stage. Is it better? Better? Hey, hey, hey. If y'all could give a hand to these guys who are running sound for us, it's not an easy job to do, and without them, you wouldn't be able to hear us at all right now. Thank you. All right, well, you know, I know we're among a lot of friends here, and it's good to see you all, but you might not be familiar with the young lady playing fiddle here at the end of the stage. I'd like to introduce you to her. We had the great pleasure of meeting her at Delfest a few years back, where she's been a part of our campsite jams ever since. She hails from Westminster, Maryland, where she holds the title of Maryland State Fiddle Champ. And she was just recently awarded a presidential scholarship to study at Berklee College of Music. She's already quite an accomplished young lady. And I'm sure she has many great accomplishments ahead of her. Would you please make welcome on the fiddle, Caitlin Casper? We're going to have her kick off a classic fiddle tune for you now. This is one called Ragtime Annie. Thank you. for Caitlin Casper on the fiddle, everybody. I know I've done a good amount of bragging on her already, but I have to add one more thing. Not only is she an expert bluegrass fiddler, but she can belt out those old country songs. You can call it some George Jones or Randy Travis or George Strait or basically anyone named Hank or George or Randy or any of those classic country. She knows all those songs, and so we're going to have her sing one for you now. This is a real pretty one. We're going to slow it down for just a little bit and have her sing one that was originally recorded by George Jones himself. This song's called It's Been a Good Year for the Roses.
Cigarettes there by the ashtray, lying cold the way you left them. At least your lips caressed them while you packed. And the lipstick on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured didn't drink. At least you thought you wanted it so much more than thing.
Once again, everybody, that is Caitlin Casper singing that song for you. Well, I'd like to take a second to introduce to you the guy over here playing guitar. I've known him for the better part of my life, or maybe not the better, but the longer part of my life. I've known him since I was about half the size I am now. And we've been playing music together since before we even knew how to play music, really. He is one of the hardest working guys I know. Not only is he a good bandmate, but he's a good friend. And I gotta tell you, he does a lot of the work behind the scenes, a lot of the non-music work for this band that helped us to get to where we are, to be able to be on stage here playing for you all and opening up the stage for the Del McCurry Band. So we're really grateful to him for that. And he's also just the most upstanding member of the band, for what that's worth. I know it's not saying a lot, but either way, would you make welcome from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Michael Johnson on the guitar. We're gonna have him sing you a song that he wrote. This one's called I'll Find Someone Who Will. Now to introduce you to the guy standing next to me here playing bass. He hails from Summit Hill, Pennsylvania originally, though these days he splits his time between Pennsylvania and Paris, France. He's a very worldly man these days. And not only is he the most rock-solid bass player a band could ask for, but he's a hell of a good guitar player. He can sing the songs, he can write the songs, he can drive the cars and cook the meals. He does it all. He's a jack of all trades. Would you make welcome Shane McGeehan on the bass? We're going to play you a song that he wrote, which you can find on our latest CD, which we have for sale over there. Next to the merch stand, you'll see a little green suitcase. And if you want to grab yourself a CD or a t-shirt or a sticker or a koozie, we have new t-shirt designs, by the way. Head over there as soon as we're done with our set. That'll be the time to come find us and get yourself a CD. So here's one you'll find on there. This is called Far Apart.
Silence, we have no words to end the day. My darling, we had started sinking when we had nothing to say. Darling, you make me lonely when you're in the room with me. We live together by ourselves, dear, as far apart as we can be. Things that need to be pronounced, dear, they don't seem sitting tight and love is fleeting. You only want me in my dreams. Darling, you make me lonely when you're in the room with me. We live together by ourselves, dear, as far apart as we can be. Well, I won't stay here with a stranger. These emotions are like to hide. Darling, you make me lonely when you're in the room with me. We live together by ourselves, dear, as far apart as we can be. As far apart.
Thank you.
I think the monitors are getting cold.
Well, we'd like to send out this next song we're going to play to a very special friend of ours out in the crowd. His name is Pat McGeehan. We really owe Pat a lot, not only because he raised this bass player of ours, along with Rosemary's help, of course, but he really helped us get started. You know, before Steve was with the band full-time, Pat played a lot of banjo on our gigs and really kind of helped pave the way for us and bring us into this world of bluegrass music. So we owe him a whole lot. And he's got a birthday coming up this week. So if you see Pat out there, wish him a happy birthday. We're sending this one out to him because I know he likes this song. He tells me it's one of his favorites. So here's one that was originally recorded by the Leuven Brothers. This one's called Loreen.
Loreen, please write me a letter, answer the last one that I wrote to you. Loreen, I hope you're still waiting, but your last letter is way over. I know many times you started to write. Darling, I wonder what's taking your time. Loreen, is
seem to be near me, but your last letter is way overdue. Glory, stop me from hurting. All it would take is a letter from you. Said I could trust you, but your last letter is way overdue.
So much. Now we're going to play you a song that we get from Larry Sparks via the Stanley Brothers. This one's got a really good message. You know, just recently my grandmother had her 93rd birthday, and yeah, thank you. Applaud for that. That's a milestone. Well, when we were having her birthday dinner, she told us that she more or less had figured out the meaning of life and how to lead a good life, and of course we were all really eager to hear what that was and, you know, listen to her advice. And she told us three things. She said, first of all, you gotta love everybody. That was a good one. Secondly, she said, you gotta work hard. I seen that one coming. And thirdly, she said, you gotta mind your own business. And she really emphasized that third one. She said it like two or three times. And that third one, that's kind of what this song here is about. This is called Nobody's Business.
Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. She cranks a limousine, I crank the old machine. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Goes, dress myself in baby clothes. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. One day I went crazy, killed my wife and saved my baby. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business. what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do.
Ain't nobody's business what we do.
Nobody's business.
All right, we're going to play you a song now that we get from one of the greatest songwriters of all time. And if you don't believe me that he's one of the greatest, just ask Tony Rice. I mean, he's recorded pretty much every song in this guy's catalog, except this one. I don't think he ever recorded this one, so we figured this would be a good one for us to try out. The guy I'm talking about is Gordon Lightfoot. If you don't know Gordon Lightfoot, you get home, go on the YouTube and look up some Gordon Lightfoot. Great songwriter. We're going to send this one out to Jess. I know she's really been liking this one lately. This is called the Steel Rail Blues.
Well, I got my mail late last night. A letter from a girl who found the time to write to a lonesome boy somewhere in the night. She sent me a railroad ticket to take me to her loving arms.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's a real treat for us to be on stage here today for a lot of different reasons. For one thing, the Del McCurry Band are our heroes. Can we get a Del Yeah from the crowd? We've been all going to Dollfest together for a few years now, and it's certainly shaped our musical experience in a lot of ways. Like I said, that's where we met our special guest fiddle player, Caitlin, among many other good friends and fellow pickers. And not only the Del McCurry Band, but we're here today to share the stage with our good friends Pappy and JP from Owl and Crow. I know we have a lot of Cab fam in the crowd tonight. And I don't know if you guys know this. The Del McCurry Band, of course, they make their home down around Nashville these days, but they're a bunch of Pennsylvania boys themselves, originally, from down in York County, if I'm not mistaken. So this is a real, this is a day full of Pennsylvania bluegrass, and I think that's something to be proud of. Oh, good, I'm glad y'all agree. It is truly an honor, so I'm just, you know, I'm really proud that we're here, I'm really proud that you're here, and most of all, I'm really proud that we're all here at the same time. So we're gonna play another song you can find on our latest CD. This is another one that Shane wrote. This one's called Later in the Evening. He's going to run away for a second to go tune his banjo, but I need to take a moment to introduce you to our banjo player over here. There just ain't nothing like him. He is a force of nature on that banjo, I'll tell you what. He's like a rushing river, a raging wildfire, a crack of thunder, and a puddle of mud all mixed up into one. I ain't never heard anything like it. Make some noise if you know Banjo Steve here. Oh, they already know you. I didn't even have to introduce you. Well, in case you don't know him, that is Steve Leonard on the banjo of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Make him feel welcome. Thank you. We're going to have him kick this one off, but we're not going to let him sing it for you. We're going to let Caitlin sing it for you, but he's going to kick it off on the banjo.
We don't even got time what the song is.
Oh, you don't kick this off? Oh, shit. I'm lying to you. I thought Steve kicked it off. Well, We're gonna let Caitlin kick it off and sing. Steve's just gonna stand in the background and play his banjo like always. Don't listen to me. Why'd they give me a microphone? Anyway, here's one we get from John Hartford called Wrong Road Again. Kick it off, but we let him finish it at least.
So the guy playing some mandolin over here, he's been a part of the group since it started, maybe, I don't know, what, 10 years ago or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
Mike and Q over here, they started the group a long time ago, and they've played a bunch of duo shows, and Q's been, actually, Q, you played bass at one point, played a bunch of different instruments.
We did it all, it's gone through all kinds of different formations.
Anyway, this is Quentin Fisher playing the mandolin for you.
I was worried for a second he's going to forget my name. Alright, well, we're gonna play a song now that we get from Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, as sung by the one and only the great Keith Whitley. Shane will do his best Keith Whitley impression. There's big shoes to fill. Oh, wait. Here's a kind of sad one called I'll Just Go Away.
It may. No difference where I wander. No matter what I say or do, I can't outlive this memory of you. I cry, dear, when I think of you.
how you wouldn't let me love you. The plans we made have gone astray. Instead of being blue and lonely, I just think I'll go away. It seems we both could have been happy if things had only turned out right. From now on, I'll never live without you. I dream of you day every night. Somehow you wouldn't let me love you. The plans we made gone astray. Instead of being blue and lonely, I just think I'll go away. Somehow you wouldn't let me love you. The plans we made gone astray. Instead of being blue and lonely, I just think I'll go away. I just think I'll go.
Another song that you could find on our latest CD, which might I remind you is for sale over there at the merch stand. If you head on over there, as soon as we're done with this set, we'll hook you up with a CD or a sticker or a beer koozie or a t-shirt. Or really, you know, the truth is, we'd probably sell you just about anything we packed up and brought with us in the car. You just make us an offer, and if the price is right, you wouldn't believe the things we do for money. But you come on down, we'll work it out, or just come say hi. You don't have to buy anything, but we much prefer if you do buy some stuff. We love when you buy stuff. But come see us either way. We'll get it all figured out. So anyway, we're going to play a song off our latest CD. This is one that I wrote. When I originally wrote it, you know, the title was The Thought of You, but that didn't really give the right impression of the song. You know, it didn't really tell the whole story, so I figured I'd expand the title and add a whole parenthetical section in there so it more accurately reflects the nature of the song, and I think it's much better now. So the full title of this one is I Finally Can't Stand the Thought of You.
After all, though you were untrue, now I think it's time for me to start my life anew. I finally can't stand thought of you. When I realized we were through, didn't know how I'd go on. Just could not believe the way you lied. I wanted to forget you, but your hold on me was strong. I couldn't help but love you deep inside. After all you put me through, I still wish to you were mine. Though you were untrue, now I think it's time for me to start my life anew. I finally can't stand thought of you. I
As time passes on and those happy memories fade, think of all the hurt you put me through. Yeah, it used to bring me joy, but now I hate to hear your name. And I finally can't stand the thought of you.
After all you put me through, I still wish you were mine, even though you were untrue. Now I think it's time for me to start my life new. I finally can't stand the thought of you. Time for me to start my life anew. I finally can't stand the thought of you.
Thank you. Well, folks, we got time for just one more song before we have to get off the stage here. But again, thank you so much for showing up for our set. You got a lot of good music ahead of you. We have Owl and Crow coming up. We got the Del McCurry Band, the one and only Del McCurry Band right here in our home state of Pennsylvania. Now, we're going to go out on a limb for this last song. You know, we really wanted to even ask permission to do this, but we didn't get the chance. We're going to play a Del McCurry song for you now. And don't worry, we're not going to go and play Vincent Black Lightning or anything that you might be likely to hear tonight. We won't go spoil any of them for you now. This is a song that Del recorded a long time ago, before the Del McCurry Band was even the Del McCurry Band. Went back when it was just Del and the Dixie Pals. So I hope they don't mind, but we're going to give it our best shot. This is one called Dreams.
I had a dream of you the other night, dear. A dream I could not live in true life, I fear. With a friend of mine so lovingly. Oh God, a crazy dream, please let it be.
Dreams, dreams of you, dear. Tears, tears, you're so sincere. Love, love that I can't hide. These dreams are breaking down all my pride. Thank you.
see.
Thank y'all, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you next time. Get yourselves ready for some more good music there.
Our next band is coming up here. Well, just to let you know here, we do have a merch tent over here on the right. Susquehanna Valley Event Center merchandise. Plenty of vendors out here, food vendors as well. I know the Rusty Rail is here for your thirst. So, yeah, all right. Looks like you already partook. Already partaken.